Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of
mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. The musician known as Enya sailed this song to the top of the charts in 1988. She's gone on to sell 80 million albums. That is five times as many as Beyoncé, without ever touring, courting the press, or sending a single tweet. Anne Helen Peterson profiled Enya just as her first album in 7 years was about to be released. She writes that Enyanomics is now a term used among MBAs and that Enya has become her own adjective. Anne Helen Peterson, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
So it may not come as a big surprise that Enya lives in a castle. Where?
She lives in a castle about 45 minutes an hour south of Dublin in what some people call the Riviera of Ireland. It's overlooking the sea, and she lives right next to Bono. She looks over on Bono's house. Her castle is bigger than Bono's mansion, and it's just a gorgeous part of Ireland.
So bigger than Bono's, how much is she worth?
She's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. She's on the most wealthy celebrities in the Sunday Times of London. Out more money than, say, Chris Martin of Coldplay. And her castle looks like a real castle. Like, it has turrets. You walk by it and you think that is a castle.
So what does this term Enyanomics that you found mean?
So this term is used, she was asked to actually come speak to an MBA class about her very unique success, which they termed Enyanomics, in that most artists today don't make as much money from selling albums, or the way that they sell albums is by keeping their visibility up by touring, by making public appearances, that sort of thing. And Enya's albums sell without most people even knowing anything about her. She doesn't tour. She does very few interviews and only around the release of an album. She's very, very private.
Well, I remember loving that first record of hers back in the 80s. It was unlike anything I'd ever heard or knew of Irish music, especially. But I honestly admit I didn't really know that she kept making music. So who's buying her records now?
Oh, I think, some people say that people who buy Enya are people who don't actually like music, as in, like, they don't have a lot of musical taste. They don't buy a lot of albums. But I don't think that that's necessarily true. I mean, my mom definitely bought all of these albums. I think a lot of people's parents buy these albums. But then again, like, you can talk to millennials today and all of them know Enya's music and it holds a place of significance in their lives. And, in 2001, like, her biggest single was actually Only Time, which has been licensed in all sorts of commercials and lives a very vivid life today.
Yeah, that's what I think of her as, a little bit like Muzak now, something that works well in a car commercial or while you're Christmas shopping.
Yes, of course. But also, I think, there's more sophistication there. Of all of the really popular people from what is sometimes dubbed this, like, new age period, so people like Yanni, who also was at the top of the charts kind of inexplicably for several years, I don't think people listen to Yanni as much anymore, or like John Tesh's piano recordings. But Enya really endures.
There is this triad that continues to make that sound possible. You got a little bit of a glimpse of it. This is her inner circle, I guess, including the husband and wife production team who created that sound. Tell us a little bit about that relationship.
Oh, yes. They're very much a triad. And that's how they think of Enya. The word, that's how you pronounce Enya's name, her Gaelic name. But they think of Enya, the group, as the three of them collaborating together. And, part of the reason that I did this profile was really to highlight what had been elided in a lot of previous profiles, which is just how collaborative this process is. And Nicky, the husband, does all of the production and is really responsible for that layered sound that we associate with Enya. She lays her voice down sometimes 500 times for a single track. And then Roma writes all of the lyrics.
So what do we know about her private life?
Almost nothing, besides that she lives in a castle. Our conversation really, we talked about all sorts of fascinating things about her childhood and about the way that she feels about classic movies and, you know, her favorite scales, you know, things that weren't necessarily not private, but she just thinks of success as a musician as a different thing than, you know, commodifying her personality. She thinks that that's really separate from, you know, talking about her music or appreciating her music, and that people can really love the sounds that she creates without knowing things about, you know, who she's dating.
Well, she is now 54. What did she tell you about her background? She grew up in Ireland during the Troubles, one of nine children or one of 10 children?
Nine children. And she, you know, was a musical family. She was in the very deep middle of the birth order and I think spent a lot of time not necessarily having a lot of choice about what she was doing. And she grew up in the northwest of Ireland in a place that's much more, I think, what we think of like gusty, blustery Ireland. And her family was in a singing group, Clannad, that was very popular in the 80s. Two of her uncles and several of her siblings. And she was part of that group for a short period of time as well. And then I think she was in her early 20s, transitioned into this kind of solo realm that we know today.
Well, you note that there are no photographs of Enya in pants or without her makeup that emphasizes her alabaster skin and dark eyes. And she wears a sort of Arthurian clothes. I mean, do you think she's cultivating this whole sort of, I don't know, ethereal Arthurian kind of reputation?
No, I think she actually just lives it. Like, I think, you know, we had this like an hour long conversation about the music that she really likes. I mean, she's very aware of people like Adele and that sort of thing. But she also, like, she loves opera and she loves Rachmaninoff. Like, those are the things that make her feel alive and present. And I think she spends a lot of time just focusing on the things that matter to her. And because of her success, she hasn't been forced to not focus on those things.
Which female musician has sold more records than Rihanna and Beyonce combined, is worth more than Chris Martin? It's Enya. She lives in a castle, never tours, puts out new records sporadically, and rarely talks to the press. But our guest, Anne Helen Peterson, did interview her and profiled Enya for BuzzFeed. Well, and there must be a real push from her record company to appeal to people in the digital age. You know, how is she doing in this sort of digital media realm?
I mean, to some extent, like, they've created a Twitter account for her, and she was very adamant that it not be represented as her tweeting, you know, having a ghost Twitter do the work for her. So, you know, that's this, it hasn't really caught on. I think it has like 5,000 followers because that's not how people conceive of her. And even you know, Warners, they really think of her as someone whose success is contingent upon a percentage of mystery. So I think that cultivating that mysticism is not necessarily anathema to what they're doing.
Well, I've got to admit, I mean, looking at how she's managed things, and of course, she has been so successful that she's been able to do things her own way. But I think of this woman, she's shy, she doesn't like fame, she's had a few bad stalker experiences. No wonder she kind of hides out. But what does this suggest about what the industry actually knows of the record-buying public? I mean, are there a lot of people that are just being ignored by the newest publicity campaigns and social media campaigns?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think that a lot of people still really do like owning physical records, and that these reductive understandings of the idea that, like, oh, record buyer, like, no one buys records anymore. No one listens to an entire album anymore. You know, that's a very limited understanding of the multiple ways that people consume music and enjoy music. And her success is proof that there are still these other ways that people seek out music.
So, did it revive your love for Enya?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I listened to all of the albums on repeat in anticipation, and I really love the new album.
Anne Helen Peterson, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Anne Helen Peterson is features writer for BuzzFeed, and her article, The Keys to Enya's Kingdom, is online at BuzzFeed. You'll find a link to read it at wordofmouthradio.org.